Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce here with Lisa Schwantes of CDOT. And we are going to talk about your career. We work together in the media, but off air, you were talking about incident management. And you are involved because you cover the entire, Southwest Colorado, basically, clear over to Alamosa, all the way up to what, like Sawatch and on over to Monarch Pass. I mean, the whole Southwest area, 14 counties you mentioned. Talk a little bit about this incident management. What's involved? Excuse me. What's involved with that?
Yeah. This is, again, something else that was an eye-opener to me, an aha moment, as you mentioned before, learning about this transportation industry and what it's all about. And rather than working in a silo, I learned that we've got to work with the other agencies, whether it's the sheriff's department, whether it's the first responders, EMTs, fire, CSP, the Colorado State Patrol. Mm-hmm. We need very, very closely with all those other agencies. So we meet, regularly, here in the Durango area. All of those, the emergency management team is led by the county. So mm-hmm. they lead those meetings and we attend those. And it's all about being on the same page. And when we respond to a crash on the highway, who's going to be taking care of what? CDOT, we're taking care of the road. And CSP tells us, you're the ones responsible for stopping traffic or slowing traffic down, that kind of thing. We're going to let the EMTs do what they're best at, and that's responding to the victims. So we just, but believe it or not, it just helps so much if we can meet beforehand and we're all on the same page. And whether it's a crash, whether it's a fire that closes down a road, rock fall, any agency that responds to that, it's best if we're in communication with each other before that all happens.
Right. Well, and I want to point out too, if you do have an accident, if you're able to get over to the shoulder and get your cars pulled over and there's no injuries, things of that nature, do so. If there are injuries and everything else, I even have little flashing, red lights that I can put out on the road, or like flares, things of that nature, to warn people that there is an accident up ahead. And I've actually used them a couple times just because I was like, all right, I'll stop, put my hazards on, put those out to slow traffic down. But to know that CDOT and all the agencies are working behind the scenes in a coordinated effort. Another thing I want to point out again, if you're going through a cone zone, construction, you see flaggers up ahead, signage, things of that nature, do slow down because you don't know what their situation is. And you don't want to, I know you've had, unfortunately, workers killed by somebody who, wasn't paying attention, going too fast, things of that nature. So especially, give yourself more space between vehicles. But plug the website and the app one more time.
Yeah. So if anybody wants information about our construction or programs that are sponsored by CDOT, go to our agency website, which is codot.org. That's codot.org. And there is a wealth of information there that you can peruse or even download. So explore that site. If you're traveling, please use our cotrip.org website or our CoTrip Planner app for your mobile device.
All right. Now, I told everybody that I was going to, you and I work together at KREZ TV, the CBS affiliate. I'm 35 years ago, roughly.
Jack, can you believe it? Oldest, dearest friend, truly. here is literally my oldest friend in Durango. And dearest, we worked together at KREZ, and we worked in a time that we were lucky enough that it seemed like every little teeny tiny town across America had a TV station that was, you know, thriving and functioning and collecting news throughout the day, you know, so that we could, and lots of times that I was a one woman yeah. band, you know, go out in the field during the day with the camera pack, which I think that's why I'm so short, is because it was so darn heavy back in
the days. The boat anchor, the ikigami.
Yeah. So then I get back and I get into the editing booth and pull it all together. And then at the last moment, you know, pull on the blazer and sit behind the desk and deliver the news segment for that XYZ network. It was Grand Junction, Montrose, and Durango. And Durango had a little, you know, what was it, a 5-7 minute segment that we were responsible right. for delivering yeah. out the Durango area and Southwest Colorado. So it was exciting yeah. time.
You know, I look back and we didn't know how good we had it looking back. And I still want to have a KREZ TV reunion. I'm going to put that together this year because I want to get all of us. There are quite a few. I mean, Laura Lewis Marchino is an anchor for the TV station. There's a lot of us that are still around. Doug Harris works for AT&T now. And we had a lot of fun.
It was a blast. I learned so much about our community, about our area. You know, everything from lambing season down on J. Paul's ranch to following a Durango City meter maid downtown so that we knew what they were up against during the day. I mean, it yeah. was just so fun learning about our community. It was great.
Well, and I remember, and we got to wrap up, but your video, Dan Rather talked about, or was talking over your video in a national news story when a plane crashed. And I remember that, which was tragic. And Lisa, thank you for everything you do for CDOT, helping get the information out there. I'm going to let you go because I know you have a meeting in 1 minute, but I appreciate everything. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks, Jack. I'm here for you anytime you need me, and I'm happy to brag about our crews anytime.
All right. Well, thank you. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO 98.3 FM. Have a great day.